Chief Harrington, can you describe a little bit about your background as a woman in the police field?
I was a police officer my whole career in Portland, Oregon. I started in 1964 when women couldn't be in patrol and fought to get that changed. And I went up through the ranks. I worked in patrol. I worked in detectives. I worked in all kinds of different divisions within the police department. And then I eventually became the chief of police in 1985. And I was the first woman in the nation to be chief of a major city police department.
How large was your department?
At that time, we had 900 officers and 400 civilians.
Describe generally what it was like to be one of the few women in a largely male field.
It was pretty tough in the beginning because we were looked on as not real police officers. Even though we went through the same training as the men, there were so few of us that they closeted us all in what was called the Women's Protective Division, basically doing juvenile work. And we had to really fight to get out of that division and break out and be able to get into any part of the police department. That took us years to make that happen. And then there was a lot of resentment when you were going for promotion. I actually had men come up to me and scream at me. They know I would be taking a promotion exam saying, "You're taking that job away from a man who needs it." And at the time, I was a single mother who needed it too. But over the years, as we've done more training in some of the police departments, at least, where they've done a lot more training about gender issues and communication and that kind of thing, it's gotten a lot better than it was in the beginning. But there are still problems there. Right now, I'm what's called an expert witness. I am hired by attorneys either representing police departments or representing plaintiffs who are suing the police department over gender and race discrimination. And so I read the cases and then I testify in court and try to inform the jury about whether or not the policies and procedures followed were adequate. And I still see a lot of gender discrimination happening and a lot of sexual harassment. And it's really sad that in the year 2006 we're still having to deal with this.
Chief Harrington, if you had one message to give to women who either wanted to enter policing or other traditionally male fields, or women who are generally interested in this issue, what would that message be?
Well, for women that want to enter policing, I would say absolutely do it. It's a wonderful career. It was very rewarding for me, and they should make sure that they have a good educational background, such as a college degree, and have good support from their family to do it. For women that are interested in this issue, I think that they should check with their own police department and see if they are allowing pregnant women limited duty positions. And if they're not, then they should raise this issue locally, because otherwise we're just going to have to take it one department at a time, and that could take forever. And the advantage to the community is tremendous. By having women officers available, we do bring a lot to policing, and most communities want women in policing.